What is the minimum amount of food that is needed for shituf mavot or an eruv chatzir? How much food would you need to put down in the chatzir or in the house to light a candle from the house to the chatzir or from the chatzir into the mavot? With ma'aseh merubin, mother stay suited to lekula. If there are a lot of households that open up into the chatzir or into the mavot, there are more than 18 households that open up into the chatzir or the mavot, then the maximum amount that is needed is the amount of 2 sudos, and that would cover for everybody. 2 sudos is 18 grogros, the amount of 18 dry sticks. And you never need more than that, no matter how many households open up into the chatzir or into the mavot. Now, if there are 18 or more households that open up into the chatzir or the mavot, then you would need the amount of 2 sudos, and that would cover for all the households, no matter how many households there are. With my shahim muatim, cut grogros, loytor shabbos, lekol echad v'echad. If there aren't a lot of households that open up into the chatzir or the mavot, there are less than 18 households that open up into the chatzir or the mavot. In such a case, you don't need the amount of 2 sudos. You would need only less than that. Now, how much would be needed? The amount of a dried fig for each household that opened up into the chatzir or the mavot. The amount of a dried fig is the amount that you would be hired for carrying food from Rosh Hashanah into Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. Somebody who carries the amount of a dried fig of food from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos would be chayav b'chatzir. That's the same amount that is needed for every household that opens up into the chatzir or into the mavoi. If there are less than 18 households that open up into the chatzir or the mavoi, then you would need a dried fig for each household. And if there are 18 households that open up into the chatzir or the mavoi, then you would need 18 dried fig, which is the amount of 2 sudos, and that's the maximum amount that is needed. Even if there's a lot more than 18 households that open up into the chatzir or the mavoi, all you would need is 2 sudos, 18 dried figs, and that would cover for all the households that open up into the chatzir or the mavoi. The second Arab in Paragzai, Mishnah Tet, I'm Rabbi Yosef, I'm Edvar Mamurim, B'tchilat Er, Avo B'shyari Erev Kosh. Rabbi Yosef said, that which we said in the previous Mishnah, that the minimum amount that is needed for an Erev Chatzir or for a Shittip Mavot is the amount of a grogros, a dried fig for each household that opened up to the Mavot. That's only when you're originally making the Erev. When you make an Erev Chatzir for the first time, you need a minimum of a dried fig for each household that opened up into the Chatzir. However, if the Erev had already gone into effect, and then after the beginning of Shabbos, the food was diminished, some of the food got lost or was eaten, and now it's less than a dry fig for each household, the Erev would still be effective even for future Shabbatos. And since when they originally put down the Erev, there was an amount of a dry fig for each household, even though now some of the food has gotten lost, the Erev will remain in effect even for future Shabbatos. Now, Rabbi Yosi is explaining why is it that the Erev remains in effect even for future Shabbat, even though you have less than the minimum amount that is needed for an Erev. It's because that which Chazal tells us that we have to make an Erev for the Chazeros, even though we've already made a Shituf in Mavos, is only so that the children should not forget the idea of a Reuven Chazeros. Now, we've mentioned this previously. Once they have already made a shituf mavot, meaning to say, there are a number of chaseros that open up into a common mavot, and they made a shituf mavot by putting some food in one of the chaseros, and that allows them to carry from the chaser into the mavot. In such a case, meikra din, they no longer need an erev chaseros. Each individual chaser would no longer have to make their own erev chaseros to allow them to carry from the house into the chaser. The reason being is that shituf mavot covers for what erev chaseros would do. And the Shituf Mavot makes all the Chaseros that opens up into the Mavot into one. And it also makes all the houses that open up into all the Chaseros also into one. And that, in effect, is what an Erev Chaseros does. An Erev Chaseros makes all the houses into a particular Chaser into one that allows them to carry from the house into the Chaser. Now, once you made a Shituf Mavot, you've already made all the houses from all the Chaseros into one. So the Erev Chaseros Me'ikra Din would no longer be necessary. However, Chazal say that even though we already made a Shituf Mavot, we still have to make an Erev Chaseros so that the children should not forget the idea of Erev Chaseros, and they should not grow up to erroneously believe that no Erev Chaseros is necessary to carry from the house into the chasm. So since Me'ikra Din, no Erev Chaseros is necessary, once we've already made a Shituf Mavot, so the Rabbanim were very lenient with regard to Erev Chaseros, and since they're very lenient, they're going to allow the Erev Chaseros to remain in effect for future Shabbatos, even though the food for the Erev Chaseros has been diminished to less than a grogros for each household, I think when they originally put down the Erev Chatzeres, they did have the amount of a grogros for each household. Even though now some of the food got lost, it was less than a grogros for each household. Rabbanan will be lenient and allow the Erev to remain in effect for future Shabbatos, since the Shitupa Mavot has already been made, and the Erev Chatzeres, no Erev Chatzeres, would be necessary.